From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Monitors and security forces say a United Nations brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed after Friday's killing of anti-government rebel leader Zamran Alush, who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. Details of Alush's death remain unclear, despite reports that President Bashar al-Assad's government forces had killed him in an airstrike. The evacuation was the first of its kind between Assad and the self-proclaimed Islamic State. It remains unclear if it will take place at a later time. An Iraqi army spokesman says Iraqi troops have pushed deeper into the heart of Ramadi, where they're engaged in an offensive to take back a government complex from Islamic State militants after losing control of the city 7 months ago. Iraqi officials say IS terrorists have tried to slow the Iraqi advance by using suicide bombers, booby traps, snipers, plus civilians as human shields. It is unclear how many civilians are left in the area. Thousands of supporters of Burundi's president Saturday protested against the African Union's plan to deploy 5,000 peacekeepers to quell the country's escalating unrest. Burundi has been rocked by turmoil since April, when it was announced that President Pierre Nkurunziza would run for a third term. He was re-elected in July, but the violence has since escalated. Saturday's demonstration was led by Vice President Gaston Sindimwo, who insists that Burundi's army is capable of halting violence and protecting all Burundians. Earlier this month, 87 people died when three military installations were attacked by rebels who said this week they are fighting to topple Nkurunziza. This is VOA News. Authorities in the Central African Republic once again have postponed national elections for president and parliament. They were to be held today, but now are set for December 30th. Logistical difficulties are the reason cited for the delay. Central Africans are hoping elections will turn a page in the three-year-long sectarian conflict between Muslims and non-Muslims that erupted after rebels ousted President Francois Bozizé in 2013. Human rights researcher Lewis Mudge tells VOA the election will only be a first step in what's needed in the Central African Republic.
The elections in of themselves are not going to simply bring about an end to the conflict. It's going to have to be a more long-term process. It's going to have to incorporate issues about holding perpetrators of serious crimes accountable. There has to be real reconciliation efforts made across the sectarian divide between Muslims and non-Muslims. And there needs to be a meaningful development program set up in the country so people have a reason to be hopeful again. Good that the elections are happening. Good that the run-up has been peaceful thus far, more or less. But they're not going to be a silver bullet in of themselves. They're not going to simply solve very deep-rooted problems in the Central African Republic.
International organizations have been pushing the CAR to hold elections before the end of 2015. Western diplomats in Bangui consider the elections necessary to stabilize the country after 3 years of chaos. Israeli police say they have shot and killed a Palestinian man who tried to stab them in Jerusalem. It's just the latest deadly incident in a three-month spate of violence. Palestinian protesters took to the streets of Jerusalem's Old City Saturday, demanding Israelis return the bodies of Palestinians killed in recent fights with Israeli authorities. Since mid-September, a wave of Palestinian shooting, stabbing, and vehicular attacks have killed 20 Israelis. In return, at least 125 Palestinians have died by Israeli fire in the same period, 86 of whom Israel says were attacking or attempting to attack Israelis. Israel blames the Palestinian attacks on incitement. Palestinians say the violence stems from frustration after nearly five decades of Israeli military rule. Pakistan's military leader, General Rahil Sharif, arrived in Kabul today for crucial talks with Afghan political and military leaders. The visit comes after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's trip to Islamabad earlier this month for a regional conference of the so-called Heart of Asia process. The new Star Wars film had a record-breaking performance at the box office on Christmas Day, receipts totaling $49.3 million, overtaking the previous Christmas record of $24.6 million set by the film Sherlock Holmes in 2009. Worldwide, The Force Awakens has taken in $890.3 million, almost half in the United States. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.